This is a serious engine. In terms of horsepower, you're looking at about 12 million, and four of these things put together would generate about 2 million pounds of thrust. It's not new. NASA's RS-25 rocket engine has been around since the 1970s, and it's powered dozens of space shuttle missions. But NASA's testing it again in the hopes that it'll power future manned rocket missions to places like Mars. Hi, I'm Carl Azus. Welcome to the show. We are one day after another Super Tuesday of sorts in the U.S. presidential nomination process. Voters in five states went to the polls yesterday to pick the Democrat and the Republican that they want to appear on the presidential ballot this November. The latest results from yesterday's contests are at CNN.com. There can be only one candidate from each party on the presidential ballot. Each time a candidate wins a state, he or she wins a certain number of delegates from that state. The first candidate to reach a specific number of delegates overall would win the party's nomination. That's made official at the national conventions over the summer. But what if no one wins enough delegates to clinch a party's nomination? With several candidates in the race on the Republican side, this is a possibility, and it could trigger something unique in American politics, a brokered convention.
What is a brokered convention? As the primary fight continues to heat up, we keep hearing people talk about the possibility of a GOP brokered convention.
The idea of a brokered convention.
That's what we talk about with a brokered convention.
And if you do have a brokered convention.
But what exactly is it? A brokered convention happens when no candidate has a majority of the delegates needed to secure the nomination. The Republican candidate needs 1,237 to win the nomination. What happens at a brokered convention? First, during the Republican National Convention, a delegate vote is taken. This is called the first ballot. And if no candidate has the number of delegates needed, the convention is considered brokered, and things start to get a bit more complicated. Once the convention is brokered, the delegates are no longer tied to their original candidate and are free to vote for whomever they want, and all bets are off. This is when serious wheeling and dealing takes place. Delegates can be persuaded to change their vote, and the candidate who originally had the most delegates may lose support and can suddenly be cast aside. The voting keeps on going until a candidate wins the designated number of delegates, and this can take some time, like it did in 1880.
The 1880 reference is also similar in that you had 14 guys running in that primary, 14, just this one. And the front runners were three front runners going into this. They went through 35 ballots. 35!
Wouldn't that be fun?
And then the two of the front runners ended up throwing their support behind a guy who wasn't even running, Garfield.
Garfield became the dark horse, or unexpected winner. And this is what some people have been talking about when it comes to Mitt Romney.
It's likely Trump's going to be the nominee, but then we might have a brokered convention if he's not. And that's clearly the scenario that Romney prefers, which would, of course, blow everything wide open.
So will it come down to a brokered convention? It's rare. The last GOP brokered convention was back in 1948. But for now, the race for delegates is on.
Here we go now with three of the schools that have made requests to be part of the CNN Student News Roll Call. Instituto San Roberto is first up. Great to see everyone watching in Monterrey, Nuevo León, Mexico. To the U.S. East Coast, where we're looking up to the Hawks. Mount Holly Middle School is in Mount Holly, North Carolina. And in the northern state of Wisconsin, we've got the Raiders online. Medford Area Middle School is in Medford.